Radio Without Pictures on Radio South on 96.4 FM. I'm Darren Ludlow, Shehard with Wait and See. This is our Shehard special. Originally from Wellington, the band chose their name after watching the David Lynch movie Dune. Now, in that film, there was a lot of Arabic-style language, and at the end, the major battle was referred to as a jihad, which the band didn't know how to spell. Hence, they ended up with Shehard. Anyway, after the 2001 terror attacks in the United States, the band was trying to crack the American market, and their record company famously thought the Yanks wouldn't like a band that had a name sounding like Jihad. So they had to change. At the 2002 Big Day Out Festival in Auckland in New Zealand, they released T-shirts with Shehard on them and Remote printed just below, which was kind of indicating that Remote was going to be the band's new name. However, this name was already taken. Oops. So they settled on Pacifier, which was a successful single from their album The General Electric. They released an album called Pacifier under this name back in 2002, and from that album, this is Everything. I'm Darren Ludlow, you're listening to Radio South, and this is Radio Without Pictures, the Shehard special from their 1996 self-titled album, that's La La Land. Now, back to the band name for a moment. They changed to Pacifier in 2002, but that met with a lot of resistance from their Kiwi fans, almost a revolt, in fact. We didn't like the fact that our hardest rockers were pandering to the Americans. People who were going to gigs in New Zealand would still refer to them as Shehard and yell it out, and wore the old T-shirts. Back on the 17th of September 2004, the band announced to the world that they would change their name back to Shehard. To quote the band, "The events surrounding the name change and our choice to be known as Pacifier are well documented. As much as we believed in what we were doing and the reasons for doing it at the time, the truth is, we were wrong." End quote. Nothing wrong with admitting that you're wrong. Love is the New Hate is the sixth album by Shehard. That came out in 2005. The album is considered a return to their earlier heavier style after that sort of ill-fated attempt to make it big in the US. Now, the lyrics themselves are notably darker because of all the things that have changed in the world, and they're far more politically oriented than their earlier material, which probably follows on from their experiences after touring around the United States under the Bush administration. Wasn't that a good period of time? Right up there with Reaganism, really. Anyway, there were five singles that came from this album, shortly Alive, but first, All the Young Fascists. It's the Shehard special, Radio Without Pictures on Radio South, and I'm Darren Ludlow, and that was Alive. Shehard fans will be stoked to learn that there is a documentary movie on the band being released here in May this year. After multiple best-selling albums and a bond that has endured for more than 23 years, the documentary is going to look at the notions of family, loyalty, success, and four friends that almost took the world by storm. That's something to look forward to. Shortly from 2002's Pacifier, the album, we'll hear Run, but first from 1990's Devolve EP, this is It. I'm Darren Ludlow. You're listening to Radio Without Pictures on Radio South on 96.4 FM. It's our Shehard special, and that was Run from their album Pacifier. Now, as a four-piece band, they've been reasonably stable with their lineup. Three members are originals: John Toogood, of course, on lead vocals and guitar, Phil Knight on keyboards, guitars and vocals, and Tom Larkin on the drums. It was John and Tom that put the band together in the first instance. There have been four bassists across the years. Jeff Duncan started out for the first 2 years, then a guy called Jeff Daniels briefly in 89, and he was followed by Hamish Lang for just short of 2 years, and then finally Carl Kippenberger from 1991 through until now. Right now, though, we go back to 1995 and the release of their second album, Killjoy. From that album, this is You Again. This is Radio Without Pictures on Radio South and the Shehard special. I'm Darren Ludlow, and from 2002's Pacifier, that was Comfort Me. We hope you're nice and comfy and enjoying this fabulous, great Kiwi rock and a trip back nostalgically to what you may well have enjoyed in the rain on Thursday night here in town. Shortly, the title track to their 2008 album, but first, the title track to that controversial album that became their temporary name. This is Pacify. This is Radio Without Pictures on Radio South on 96.4 FM. It's the Shehard special. I'm Darren Ludlow, and that is Shehard and the title track to their 2008 album, Beautiful Machine. We now go back to their second album, Killjoy, and a track called Deb's Night Out. John Toogood says this is about a particular situation. His partner at the time had a friend who was using heroin and was a nice enough girl, but like what seemed to be the case with every other heroin user he'd met or been around, sooner or later, the addiction gets the better of them. Their morals go out the window and they start trying pretty much anything just to get their fix. Anyway, this girl came to their house one night and was absolutely pissing down with rain, much like the gig at Tillerman's the other night. Anyway, they played a game of Scrabble and John saw her go into his daughter's room to try and steal some money. As you would do, he turfed her out, and that was basically what the song's about. It's a sort of weird mixture of disappointment and the realisation that what an addiction can do to you is not good. It essentially robs people of their morals. This is Deb's Night Out.